I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
You know, when you got states big as Montana, when you got things east and west and in between, you're going to cover a little bit of territory. And this is what it is for 4-H in Montana. And 4-H, man, what a place where hundreds of Montanans. I was going to say, you know, Montana kids, but 4-H is for the young and the young at heart, too, I think. It's big fair season going on, a lot of excitement there. They're kind of concluding a lot of those projects. Hopefully they're very fruitful. We want to give those kids just some recognition and a hand as well, that kind of hand, because they're doing good things. We're going to find out what kind of good things they're doing in their community. You know, when you talk about 4-H, they say 4-Hers are about four times more likely to contribute to their community. Let's find out how they're doing that today. We shine the 4-H spotlight for August, east, west, and in between. I'm teasing with Cody on Voices of Montana. We've been doing it. Our thanks to MSU Extension as well as the 4-Hers and all these kids. They're doing a program called, well, you know what? I'm just going to have John Hawley come on and talk about this because he's the one who knows mostly all about it. MSU Extension Director of Communications from Montana State University. John, how you doing, man?
Tom, I'm doing great. Happy Friday. It's happy a beautiful day in Montana.
Yep, happy Friday to you. So, East, it's going to be pretty soon Morgan Van Dyke and Charla Shackman. That's going to be out of Prairie County. We go to the west. It'll be Madison County, Abigail Curtis. And I'm not sure how I say that. My friends in Hill County will correct me. Garrett Spicher, and then Colleen Pagar, the county extension agent. That's a good lineup, John. Tell me what this 4-H spotlight really does.
Yeah. And thanks again, Tom, for welcoming us to the program. You know, this spotlight is an opportunity for our youth and our volunteers and our extension agents like Colleen and Charlotte, who you'll hear from today, to highlight the amazing things that our 4-H kids. And like you said earlier, these young adults, we're actually going to talk to one person today that's about to start college or about to leave or just left high school. And so this is an opportunity for us to highlight what they're doing and continue to open the door for any of your listeners who might be interested in not only signing up their kids, their cousins, nephews, whoever, in 4-H, but getting involved themselves.
So the this spotlight program, you know, tell for people who are in 4-H, how do they get involved in this?
Yeah. So if you're a current member of 4-H or you're a parent or volunteer listening today, if you're looking to give a deserving 4-Her who has worked really, really hard this summer, maybe at the fair, at 4-H camp or other leadership events, if you want to give them an opportunity to be recognized, visit montana.edu/4-H and learn more today. There's a link on the main page, and that's where you can very quickly nominate somebody like the three young people we're going to talk to today and give them that chance to share their success with us.
Tell us a little more about 4-H as well, because I look at the website here and there are some interesting statistics about it when you say especially nearly 4-H members are nearly five times more likely to graduate college.
Yeah, you know, 4-H is the best career-building program that is offered to youth outside of school in the state of Montana. There is no better program for a young person of any age. We sign kids up as young as five. We can sign an 18-year-old up to be part of the program. And so 4-H is all about providing opportunities for Montana youth and folks interested in volunteering and sharing their time to develop skills and abilities that are going to help them throughout life, no matter what they do. No matter if they pursue a four-year college education, if they pursue a career in the trades, or perhaps they pursue a career as an elected official. There is no limit to the possibilities that come with being involved in Montana 4-H.
Yeah, I really like that. And these kids are proving that out here over the number of shows that we've done in the past. Hill County, we'll swing over to Madison County a little bit later on. Right now, let's pop into Prairie County. Our Eastern Region nominee for 4-H Member Spotlight of the Month is Morgan Van Dyke from Prairie County. And also with her, Charlotte Sackman, the County Extension Agent. Good morning, Morgan. How's it going?
Morning. Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And Sharla, how about you?
I'm doing great. This is a pretty exciting opportunity for us to recognize our 4-H members.
Yeah, it is. Why don't we start? Why don't you start by talking about Morgan, Sharla, and then we'll make her embarrassed, and then that'll make her feel more comfortable, I'm sure.
Sure. Sure. Morgan has been a 4-H member in Prairie County. She's going to be a senior in high school this year, and so she really is one of the members that we rely on to provide leadership for our county 4-H program. As members hit about junior high level, we ask them to take on more responsibilities and help their fellow folks, and Morgan has really done a great job with that. Horse Project is something that she's really been interested in over time, and so her help has been invaluable to really help younger members learn horsemanship skills, training techniques. We also call on her to MC lots of our events, lead activities, so it's been a great opportunity for us to have Morgan be a leader in our program.
Morgan, what's that like, teaching, especially some of the young members, some of the things that you know or you learned along the way, and then kind of see them light up about stuff like you did?
It's incredible, I think, to be able to watch kids grow from just being interested in something to having, like, true knowledge about it, and me being able to be part of that is an honor more so. I enjoy working with the kids a lot, and then I enjoy it when they are interested in stuff that I don't really know about, but I can just support them and tell them that if they know something they need help with, they can ask me, and I'm willing to learn. But I love it. It's an awesome experience.
That's really cool. That's like a real kind of servant heart, real teacher's heart. But also, you learn along. You sound like you have a lot of fun learning. What's fun about learning for you?
Just the opportunities it opens up, just having, even just the basic knowledge of a vast number of things. You can go anywhere and do anything. Or if you're trying to connect with people, you can connect with almost anyone if you're willing to learn about it, even if you have no clue. But I just like the opportunities it gives you in general and overall.
Tell us about your projects, your horse projects.
So I've taken the Horse Project since I was a clover bud, and I think I've taken about 5 horses through it. So I've never gone all the way up to the last level, just because depending on the horse, I'd have to bump down. And I've taken a few horses that were just plain ranch horses and tried my hand at turning them into nice little arena show horses and going through the parade and stuff. Then along with just showing at the fair and things like that, I've gotten into horse judging as well, where I was able to go with the Mile City team to nationals 1 year because they had an open spot and they asked me to go. So that was a good experience. And the Horse Project opened up a lot of opportunities like that, and then also meeting people. And if I hear that they're in the Horse Project or doing horse judging, I know we already have the same interest or something in common.
Yeah. That's Morgan Van Dyke, again, a 4-H member out of Prairie County. And then Charlotte Sackman is with her, with us, I should say, as well as John Holly. Charlotte's the County Extension Agent there, and John is with MSU Extension Director of Communications. Charlotte, talk about that experience of taking kids to nationals. It seems like that is a real pinnacle, a real highlight for them.
It is, and it's one of those opportunities where they get a chance to really make some lifelong friendships and do things. Prairie County, we're a very, very small county in population, general-wise. Our 4-H program is relatively small compared to others just because we're such a small county. And so we've had the opportunity, as Morgan said, she was able to join with the Mile City team. So she, as a Prairie County high individual, was able to compete with their team. So she made that connection with those members and were able to move on and have those experiences. She also, with Dawson County, has a hippology, which is like a real technical horse knowledge contest. They went to the Black Hills Stock Show this last year, so she competed with that group. So just that 4-H connection, even if you're in a small program and you're the only one doing it, having a 4-H network really provides an opportunity for them to spread their wings and learn some new things and do that. Morgan also she's had a big year this year. She earned a state 4-H horse award, so she's going to be headed to National 4-H Congress in Atlanta this fall. So there's lots of ways that you can pursue your dreams in this. So that's pretty exciting.
Morgan, how excited are you about that? Another trip to Nationals, and you're kind of front and center in that.
Well, it'll be interesting because Nationals for horse judging was the Western Roundup in Denver, and then National Congress is in Atlanta, Georgia. So a big jump, and I'm excited to meet all the different people from different backgrounds and pursuing different things and just learn what's out there and what goes on.
What do you feel as a leader, and I want to talk about some of these other projects too. You got into market beef, leather work, and some art stuff, which is pretty cool. What is your responsibility now? Are you going to school?
I'm a senior this year.
Senior
so
this year.
We'll start this month.
Yeah. What is as a young but still I would say a young adult but who's in a leadership position? What do you tell kids? I know that they're working on projects and things like that. But do they look to you, Morgan, and have some questions about other things in their lives going on?
Once in a while, but so I go to school in Glendive.
Oh, okay.
I live in Glendive, but I do 4-H and Terry. So not being in the same town and seeing them at school, I don't get to connect with them on a deeper level all that often. But when they do come to me for different things, I just try to support them the best I can. And if they have a question and I don't know, I do my best to find somebody that does know or figure it out for them and just support them and not try to burn their light out.
What's the challenge about being a leader?
Probably having to learn and understand the different views of different people and not put your personal stuff into it. So, like if a kid, I don't know.
No, that's okay. You're on the right track. I like it. Keep going.
Yeah, if they have a different idea on even agriculture or like they view animals differently than I do, rather than trying to switch their mind and make them think like I do, I try to understand what they're thinking. And if they have something they're wanting to pursue with their thought and ideas, I try to support that, even if it's something I don't agree with 100% or I don't think the same on. And that's kind of hard sometimes to keep my mind open to other thoughts and ideas.
Wow. Charlie, you want to comment on that? John, you want to have a comment on that? That sounds like things are going right up the 4-H alley.
One of the things that we work with teens is just the idea that they're a role model to younger kids and that there's eyes on them all the time. And that is a big responsibility for teen members because they just want to be kids sometime.
Yeah.
And to realize that you are representing 4-H and you're representing your club, no matter what you do, even when you don't feel like it, that is a big responsibility for 4-H members to take on that role. But it's also an important life lesson. As you take on professional positions in your lifetime, that same expectation is going to be there.
Super cool, Morgan. Really good answer. I really appreciate that, too. Talk about, you've done a little bit about horses. Now you're doing some beef work and you're also some leather work as well.
Yep. I've been in the beef project this is my third year, and then also the leather work project. This is my third or fourth year. I really enjoy the beef project. I like I like learning about cattle operations, and it's something I want to pursue in the future. So that opens up a lot of doors to get connections to people that do know about it and just get a lot of learning opportunities. With leather work, my dad did leather work, so I learned a lot from him and just went off of that. And that's fun because I can any idea I have in my head, I can make happen with that. So
yeah, are you going to make a saddle someday?
No, that's not even something that interests me.
Oh.
that's a long time.
That's good. See, this is what you get. You get to know what you like and what you don't like sometimes, too, through all this stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, what would you say to anybody who's listening, whether it's a person like Sharla, who comes alongside kids and mentors, or someone who's just interested in 4-H? What's your, 60-second pitch to them?
Just be supportive and be willing to get out of your box to do what you want to do. And help other people get out of their box to do what they want to do. Because there's a lot of opportunities that we don't take advantage of or people don't know about. So when you start getting out of your box, it might show somebody that they can do it too.
Nice. Morgan, thank you so much for what you do. And thanks for being on the program too. I just heard a lot of people out there going, yeah, there's more adults should act like that. Thank you for setting that good example for the kids there as well. And good luck in what you do. It sounds like you're, a love for learning and getting into all those workshops and clinics. Good teachers are good learners. Thanks for being on the program for what you do too. And good luck this next year, in school. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Charlotte, any final comments from you?
No, we're just pleased to participate in this and excited to hear from the other 4-H members across the state, too. We've got great examples across the state.
How is the 4-H Club in Prairie County?
We're growing, actually. We have three active clubs, we've got lots of younger members in the school system, and so we've got a lot going on. So we're having to get better all the time and offer more opportunities all the time to meet those needs. So it's great.
That's super. I really appreciate that. We'll take a short break and come on back with more as we'll swing over to Madison County, the Western, and speak with Abigail Curtis here. It's From Montana for Montana. The 4-H member spotlight for August shining today on Voices of Montana.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Welcome back. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Tom Schultz alongside John Hawley is also with us. He's the MSU Extension Director of Communications. John, we're going to quickly welcome, I know you've probably got a lot of things to say from commenting on Morgan. It was just great to chat with her. Let's check in on Abigail Curtis, a 4-H ambassador and club president as well from Sheridan, Montana. Abby, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I just graduated from Sheridan High School. I've spent the last probably 10 years in the 4-H program here in Madison County, and I've just had a lot of fun with the program and gotten to learn a lot through that program. And this past year, I got to experience the state 4-H program more by serving on the state ambassador officer team.
Yeah, what's that like?
It was one of the most challenging things I've ever done, but also the most rewarding. It was not what I expected at all. Huh. I got to serve on a team with five amazing leaders, and we did a lot around the state just working to promote and support the Montana 4-H program.
And there's a picture of the ambassador officer team on the 4-H website. It's montana.edu and /4-H. Pretty cool. Did it take a lot of time? And what did you learn? How did you grow through that process?
I think the biggest way I grew was just learning that to be flexible and how to take things as they come. As a team, we could make our plans, and sometimes things went as we planned them, and everything worked out the way we expected it to. But a lot of times it didn't, and so we had to really work around that and learn to work as a team and use each of our strengths to get things done.
Wow, that's, you know what, that happens an awful lot in farming and ranching, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where you have to kind of take things as they come. Let's, John Hawley, I want to have you comment here as well. Talk about what the 4-H Ambassador Program is. Talk about the responsibility. Abigail's also a club president as well. Talk about, how that is involved in the 4-H program.
Absolutely. And Abby, I want to tell you congrats, first of all, and thank you for representing the Western region so well. Our ambassador program is one of our, I think, most exciting opportunities. And Abby really talked about it very well. It is a challenge for these young leaders like Abby to step up and essentially serve with their other youth members to provide leadership to a variety of different efforts. And it looks different every year. You know, you're going to get a different set of ambassadors. But really, I'd like to turn it back to you, Abby. You know, what's the pitch for other 4-H members to consider putting their hat in the ring to be an ambassador?
Just do it. When I made that application, I was terrified that I would get it and afraid that I wouldn't all at the same time. But the act of putting myself out there was so good for me. And then getting that position, I didn't realize how qualified I was until I really got it and started doing it and started just working to be the best I could.
That sounds like a kind of a go ahead, John, please.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I think it's really, you know, those opportunities. And Abby, I think as we keep talking here, we'd love to hear about your career plans and your future. But I think it's the willingness, for those kind of opportunities. I'm hiring people right now myself and seeing those sort of things on a resume that are so impressive. And when you look at the hiring market and when you see that 4-H member, that membership listed on the resume, it's something that usually jumps to the top of the pile, no matter if you're involved in agriculture or not.
Did that, Abby, did that help you? Because it's, I understand that you served as a page in the Capitol in this most recent legislative session. That's sort of putting yourself out there, too. How did 4-H help you prepare you for that?
Well, 4-H is the reason I knew about that program. I heard about it and getting to speak with Ken Walsh, who is my local representative, at legislative breakfast back in January. And then hearing about getting to advocate and be right up front in our Montana legislature, I knew it was something I wanted to try, and I'm really glad that I got to do that.
Yeah. What was that like? I mean, I've watched a lot. We do a lot of legislative coverage here. We did. The pages, they're thankful. You guys work a lot. I know that the pages work just a ton.
Yeah, it was so cool to see the legislative process up close, mainly because I never realized a lot of the thought process that our representatives have when they're going into making all these decisions and voting on these bills, and the reasons that they vote for or against something are a lot deeper than we might realize.
Hmm. How did you learn that in such a short time?
I just got to see them discuss with each other on the floor and just talk back and forth and pick apart the smallest thing of a bill. Like, I could see a bill and say, oh, that sounds like a great thing. And then a representative will come up and pick out this little part of it that I wouldn't have even noticed.
That's very valuable. It really is. And that's, teach me that skill, would you? Abigail Curtis is with us from Sheridan, Montana, Madison County, the Western Region, 4-H Spotlight nominee for the month of August. John Hawley is also with us from Montana State University. Talk about, it says here that you organized a Clover Bud Day. Now, 10 years, so you know what clover budding is all about. How did that go for you?
It went awesome. It started as an idea from our junior leaders, and then I was towards the end of my senior year, and my ag teacher reminded me that I needed a senior project. And I thought, well, what better than 4-H? Because that's kind of been my life for the last, as long as I can remember. And so I organized it with a bunch of different booths. And I brought in both older members. I brought in project leaders. I had our new extension agent come in. A lot of adult volunteers came in to help. And we got 40 clover buds through the day in about 2 hours. And they learned about all sorts of different projects that are either well represented in our county or slightly underrepresented in our county. We had a mini horse come in, and right now we only have one mini horse project in our county. And so hopefully after that, we'll have more.
Well, I bet. Just by leading by example, talk about some of your projects. Got a couple of minutes here. Yeah, sheep, rabbit. Did you have a real fun or educational experience, eye opening with some of those projects?
Yeah, I've been raising breeding sheep since 2018.
Wow.
And that's all been through 4-H. And that experience has really taught me diligence. Sometimes you're out at 2 in the morning and it's about negative 15 degrees and your sheep decide to go into labor and you got to be out there.
Sometimes that happens.
Whether you want
to or not. Yeah. So what was that like? What were you thinking then? Just you want to get your sheep through it. You care about the animal. Oh, it's cold. I can't wait till this is over.
Yeah, definitely a little bit of I want to go to bed. But yeah, just being getting to be out there and work with those animals and just make sure and take care of them and be a good shepherd of what I've been given is really important to me. And that's definitely something that whether I raise sheep in my future or not is going to be something that sticks with me.
Yeah. Gosh. What is your future going to be like?
I'm heading off to George Fox University in about 10 days, actually.
Wow.
And I'm going to be on their dance team there and I'll be a music major.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, you play like a million instruments as well as being a 4-H leader?
I play a few. I play the fiddle, the guitar, and the mandolin.
Okay.
That's awesome.
You got one handy, right? Why don't you fiddle us out? We're going to break now. Just pick up your fiddle and fiddle us out, Abigail.
If only I did.
Hey, good luck on that. Thank you for being a leader. Thank you for being on the program. And just, it comes from the heart, it sounds like. So I very much appreciate that. Will you keep in touch?
Of course.
Okay. And send me a little bit of a clip of you fiddling around, okay?
All right.
All right. I'd love that. Abigail, thank you. Honestly, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Abigail Curtis. John Hawley, you'll stand by. We're going to head over. We'll go from Madison over to Rudyard, Montana. It's the 4-H Spotlight for the month of August on Voices of Montana.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
It's one of the most funnest hours on radio as well. Welcome back from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. News and issues next week on the plate. We'll talk energy and community ahead of the Colstrip Open with Jim Acheson from Colstrip. The Montana Family Foundation will be in on Monday. Governor Greg Gianforte on Tuesday. And a lineup for as we go out and thank our Montana farmers and Conrad and Fairfield on Wednesday and Thursday. Lots of fun here. And today, it is our 4-H Spotlight. Welcome back. It's Tom Schultz alongside. And I hope you're having a great day and a great weekend planned ahead. Enjoyed talking earlier with Morgan Van Dyke and Charlotte Sackman from the Prairie County area. Also, Abigail, bright young lady from Madison County. And now, let's go up to Hill County, the central Montana region, as John Hawley is still with us, Director of Communications for MSU Extension. And this 4-H Spotlight Member of the Month is known as Garrett Spiker. Garrett, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you, Tom and John?
I'm pretty good. John's a little iffy, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm doing just fine. We've heard from some great, great people like you today, Garrett, so I'm good.
That's good, and thank God it's Friday. So
yes, that's right. Yes. Only two more working days this week. Also with you is Colleen Pegar, the County Extension Agent. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Good. You ready to have some fun?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Garrett, tell us about yourself. Tell us about your 4-H experience.
Well, my 4-H experience, it really kind of revolves around my relationship with my 4-H club leader, Jessica Myers. She works in my high school, or she worked at North Star where I attended, and she got me into 4-H, and I really loved it ever since. She pushes me to do my best, and she'll help me along the way. So this year, I kind of wanted to – I heard about replacement heifer sale, so I thought that'd be cool to bring back to Hill County. So I was talking with her about that, and she was like, you just got to write up a proposal and bring it to the fair board. And so I wrote up a proposal, and I sent it to Colleen, and then I presented it, and we kind of put it in the works, and it's passing, and it's going to be on the Hill County for next year. It's going to be in the sale. So I'm hoping that we can get some people to sell some 4-H heifers. So.
Yeah. Hey, Colleen, why don't you add into that? I mean, it's a great opportunity, I think, when you see a young 4-H'er take something from scratch and just work that through the process, right?
Yeah, it's really inspiring to see Garrett take this proposal. We had a speaker up, and he was talking about some of the things that they do in another county, and one of them was this bred heifer sale. And so Garrett just really took the ball and ran with it and got a proposal to the livestock committee and presented it. And we sent out some surveys to see how all the other 4-H members felt about it. And we got some mixed response back, yeah. But we figured, you know what, we're going to go ahead and offer it in our fair book next year, see if we have any takers. And it's a great project to start some of those younger kids on as well, because those heifers don't get as big as those market steers do.
What kind of, and Garrett, I'm sort of interested to hear, I wasn't going to say glad to hear that you got mixed response, but, you know, you'll run against opposition, and some opposition can be real strong. Some of it may be a little bit light as well. There's people that you can work with. What was your thought when you encountered some opposition in this process?
That's totally understandable. I think with everything you do, there's going to be somebody that's going to be going against you. And it's understandable. It's something new. It's something different. And I think that there might not be a lot of interest, because to have this bred heifer work out, you're going to have to be able to make sure that that heifer is bred and AI'd or something along those lines. And like, how is it going to work at the sale? And how are we going to auction them off? And where are they going to stay at the fair? It's all new to us. And I think new is scary to some people, but I think if we just dive into it head first and see how it goes next year, I think that's the only way you can learn, if just by doing it.
Did you get discouraged? Did somebody help you through that?
Like I said, I kind of just go back to Jessica. Mm-hmm. They're kind of my rock, her entire family. She just said, just keep on going. You got to keep on trying. I mean, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't. But, I mean, at least you're trying to leave your mark and do something better. Because I think the way I looked at the heifer project was it'd just be so much easier for some kids to just feed for doing this replacement heifer, because the heifers are cheaper to feed. They won't get as big. And knowing that your animal after the sale will be going off to live a better life and help somebody, I think that's, for a younger kid and just anybody who gets attached to their animal, that's really important.
Garrett Spiker is with us, Rudyard, Montana, Hill County, and also Colleen Pegar is the county extension agent in Hill County. A little more about some of your other projects there, because it's noted here that you like the pigs, you like the hogs. How'd you get into that?
I do. We've had feeder pigs ever since I've been little. Never really kept it. We always just pasture raised them, so that was always fun. So I decided to get back into those a few years after showing steers, because I was like, we have the facility. So I decided to do that. But my real project that has a near and dear place in my heart is my breeding project with my cow and calf pair. I actually bought a heifer 2 years ago, and I showed her last year as just an open heifer or a bred heifer, and I never sold her or anything. And then this year she calved on March 14th, and I showed her as a cow and calf pair, and I won the cow and calf pair division and then the overall breeding division. And that's my favorite project. That's the project that I love. So
what led to that success? What led to that success in those projects?
I just think I got a pretty good heifer. I just think if you buy good stock and then you work with them, that's going to show your success. And I think being able to bring an animal back that's been at the fair and been in that show ring, been in that same barn, has the experience, it really does help because it's familiar to them.
That's a Garrett Spiker again from Hill County, Rudyard, Montana. Colleen Pegar is with us, County Extension agent there, the 4-H Spotlight. Garrett, what was Jessica's last name again?
Jessica Myers.
Myers, yeah. Love to give those shout-outs to mentors. And Colleen, talk about the importance of mentorship. We haven't talked about it an awful lot. I know in other 4-H programs we have. It's such a rewarding thing to do. Just talk about how important that is to folks like Garrett and yourself.
Yeah, so mentorship is extremely important to these 4-H kids. It's extremely important to us as extension agents. You know, we have these 4-H volunteers that come. They give up their time. They give up their Saturdays. They help these kids, encourage these kids like Garrett, and just make sure that they're making the best better, those 4-H volunteers. And then we have kids like Garrett, and he's an exceptional role model for those younger kids. During fair time, there's generally 5 or 6 little ones that are following him around just to see what he's doing, and he leads by example. And so that mentorship is a very, very large part of the 4-H experience.
John Hawley, still with us as well, and I know that you would have a little bit to say when it comes to how important mentorship is to the overall 4-H program.
Yeah, Tom, I would agree, and you see it from multiple levels. You know, Colleen is one of our best agents, and she provides mentorship from an adult standpoint. But we see members like Garrett who follow the lead of people like Colleen and that wonderful volunteer Jessica Myers they have. You know, for Jessica Myers, there's another 200 or 300, hundreds of other volunteers across the state that are mentoring, you know, young adults like Garrett. And so, you know, that's something for any of those, you know, listening that hear this story, they're inspired, you know, reach out to Colleen, reach out to your local county extension agent to learn more about how you can help. And on that note, you know, I'd love to hear a little bit more, Garrett, about your plans for the future and maybe a little bit about how these experiences are preparing you for your future.
Initially, I'm going to take a year off and travel. I plan on traveling the United States, trying to hit as many national parks as possible. And then in the fall of 2024, I want to attend school to be a vet tech and then hopefully still keep a hand in 4-H or FFA and be able to still mentor and help kids out in the future.
Okay, Garrett, when I was your age, I had no idea what I was going to do. And what I want. Yeah. How do you, where'd it come from?
Well, I really don't know what I wanted to do either. So that's why I'm like, I'm going to travel. I'm going to go out, be on my own, figure out what I want to do. And then I'll come back and see what I want. I've worked really hard these last couple of years. And it's just like, I need some time off. I need a break to reward myself and then start fresh next year and be able to go head in.
Wow, that sounds like a super healthy plan, I think.
And, yeah,
and I'm just dang jealous of you, too, as you can tell. That you're.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Also, you learn from mentors. You probably learn how to be a mentor. Talk about your progress as a mentor in the 4-H program.
I think this last few weeks before fair, I moved my cow and calf pair and steer to the Myers ranch or to where they keep their animals. And we were there working every morning at 6 o'clock and every morning at 9 o'clock and working alongside her 3 kids every night and every morning, just being able to just talk about our days and work our animals and give each other tips. It's so rewarding to be able to pass off that knowledge and to even pass off an animal, because my cow and calf pair, my project, I have a steer calf that I plan on selling to Jessica's son, Walter, and it's going to be his first market steer next year. And I just, to be able to make that full circle and be able to give back to not just, I mean, the community, but give back to other 4-H'ers, it's just really rewarding.
Yeah. Colleen, talk about the 4-H program there.
Yeah, so we have about 100 4-H'ers enrolled in our program.
Wow.
This year we ended up with about 30 market steers at fair and 6 breeding projects, and I'm really excited to see the breeding project numbers go up a little bit. That's one of the projects that I think doesn't get enough notoriety. It's a great program. But yeah, we're doing pretty strong with 100 members. We've got 5 clubs currently, and we're just getting ready to kick off the new year here, October 1.
October 1, yeah. When's the fair?
So we just had our fair. We wrapped up our fair on July 23rd.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Everybody come out okay?
Yeah. It was a really good fair. Animals sold really well. You know, there's always those heartbreaking moments when those kids have to load those animals on the trailer, but it teaches them something too.
Did you have that moment, Garrett, when you were younger, maybe?
I actually did this last year with my steer. This steer, I don't know what it was, but this last year I really pushed him with feeding, and I got reserve and market. And there was just something about this steer that I loved so much. So I think this year was actually the hardest out of all.
Wow. Really appreciated talking to you both, Garrett and Colleen. Garrett, tell me, so you're doing a little bit of national park traveling. Have you got a list? What's first on your list? What's your route going to be early on?
I think I'm going to head out towards Washington. I have some family out there, kind of stay with them, get a little bit used to traveling, and then go down the coast and shoot across towards the East Coast, and then either run out of money or find a nice place to stay or come home. I don't know. It's just kind of, I just know that I'm leaving, and that's my plan.
Oh, that's good. You know, and 4-H, it sounds to me, has given you the kind of confidence where you can go out and do this, right?
It definitely has. It's helped with just money management, time skills, and definitely an overall confidence.
Hey, I'm very happy to have met you, Garrett, and I appreciate all the mentorship and being on the program here today. And safe travels to you, okay? And then get back to school, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah. And Colleen, thank you, too. Really appreciate all that you guys do.
Well, thank you.
Colleen Pegar and Garrett Spiker. We're back to finish it up with John Hawley here on Voices in just a bit.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
We hit the Harvest Tour, Conrad and Fairfield next week. It's a Wednesday and Thursday, the Montana Family Foundation on Monday, and then Governor Greg Gianforte on Tuesday. Wrapping it up, John Hawley, you got 30 seconds for this 4-H member spotlight. What do you got?
Oh, this was a great show, Tom, and thank you again for the chance to highlight our wonderful 4-H members. I think the one thing that I really want to get to very quickly, you know, we heard about Jessica Myers, that volunteer that worked with our last youth. If you are a caller and you've been inspired by this program today, or a listener, excuse me, please, please reach out to MSU Extension. Get in touch with your county extension agent. Visit us at montana.edu/4-H. And even if you've got 2 hours a month to spare, we'll get you involved. We want to hear from you. We want you to be a part of the program.
You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.